2 months after a botched execution attempt, Ohio has decided to change the way it will put condemned inmates to death. From Ohio Public Radio, Karen Kassler reports.
Ohio considered changing its lethal injection procedure after a man who was supposed to die in September survived the execution attempt. Ramel Broom had been stuck with a needle more than 18 times over 2 hours as the execution team tried to find a usable vein. Ohio delayed its next two executions, and now Prisons Director Terry Collins says Ohio will become the first state to use just one powerful sedative instead of a multi-drug cocktail, and to allow the drug to be injected into a large muscle if a good vein can't be found.
There's no other state that uses a one-drug protocol, nor is there another state that uses an intramuscular protocol. I'm confident that the use of the one-drug protocol will legally do the obligation that we're required to in this state.
State medical advisors say the single drug should cause death in about 15 minutes, as the three-drug cocktail does now. And if it's shot into a muscle, it could take up to twice as long to work, but the inmate shouldn't feel pain. This one-drug approach is often used by veterinarians when euthanizing pets, but has never been tried on humans. Jeff Gamso with the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio says he suspects a lack of competence in the execution team, and he doesn't think this solves that problem.
We're talking about doing something that's brand new, that nobody's done, that has never been vetted, and doing it by people who have frankly never demonstrated a particular skill at doing even the more ordinary task.
And Gamso says this seems to be a rush to put a new method in place in time for Ohio's next scheduled execution on December 8th. For NPR News, I'm Karen Kassler in Columbus.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.